So, have you ever gotten this question? How old or young do you usually play? What is your age range? Do you have an age range on your resume? Is that a good thing? Looking at your age through a casting lens can be really, really helpful to you if you do it right. Doing it right is the key. So, are you bucking age discrimination by including your age range on a resume, or are you playing optimistic roulette? We're going to have those answers, I promise you, today on Casting Actors Cast.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast. It's the podcast for actors in the business of show with casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach. Visit us at castingactorscast.com for more information. Please remember to subscribe and like Casting Actors Cast. Here is your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello. Where did that come from? I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is another episode of Casting Actors Cast. How are you? That was kind of a weird voice. I don't know where that came from. So nice to have you here today. I think we've got a really cool podcast today. At least I hope it's useful to you. Based on some resumes that I looked at recently from some colleges and universities, and I think discussing putting an age range on your resume is worthy of a few minutes of talk, of conversation. So we're going to have all of that age range information in just a moment. But as you know, this is that moment in the podcast where I would like to say thank you so very, very much for listening. We're well into over 15,000 or so downloads from all over the world. And I'm getting messages of thanks and questions. And I want to encourage you to do the same. If there's any question that you have about the business of show, doesn't matter where you are, doesn't matter how old you are, none of that. All you have to do is go to castingactorscast.com. And there's a form and it's called Jump into the Talent Pool. Pretty funny, huh? Right? So you just fill that out and you send it to me. And with that, it'll take you and direct you right to a free downloadable PDF book if you want, called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. The reason I include this book is it's just a gift, you know, it's just something that I put out there about 5 or 6 years ago, I guess. And a few colleges and universities are putting it into their training program. And I thought, well, why not? This is something that you might have an interest in if you want to do some voiceover work or find out if you are interested in doing voiceover work. This is a really great piece of material for you to look over. It's very performance oriented. It's got all kinds of tips and suggestions and lots of copy for commercials and things like that. And really a great way for you to put a demo together, some thoughts about that. So I encourage you to check that out. If you don't want the book, that's cool. That's fine. Filling out the form will just let me know that you're a listener to this wonderful podcast, I do say so myself, called Casting Actors Cast. And there's quite a wonderful group of listeners that continue to let me know that they're listening, and I couldn't be more grateful, and thank you very much. My whole purpose in doing this is if there's something I can do to help you out to make this profession seem a little less scary, maybe there are these thoughts about what's going on behind the scenes. I want to kind of dispel all of that and let you know that, listen, this is a profession that we couldn't do our job as casting directors without you. And you certainly would benefit from a casting director who identifies with the things that you're going through. And that's who I am. Thanks so much for listening. So let's jump into reasons for putting your age range on your resume. And I see this in certain schools, I think, are doing this. And that is especially if you're in the younger side of things, like between high school or maybe your first or second year in college, that there's a kind of a tendency to put your age range, and you're saying, like, I can play between 18 and 25. And people actually put that on their resume. Now, what I think is kind of ironic and kind of funny is that you don't see that much age range happening once you're like into your 30s. It seems like, you know, by that time, you don't necessarily think that having an age range on your resume is helpful. But there are reasons that are given for actors to put an age range on their resume. And I'd like to discuss some of these. the psychology of putting your age range on your resume is that it helps in the decision-making process. In other words, if I'm a casting director and I'm looking for somebody who's 22 years old and I need to have an actor who has the sensibilities of a 22-year-old, then I'm going to be looking at pictures and then I'm going to flip it over and find out where they are in their education and their training and their background. But sometimes actors will say, I can play between 18 and 24. As if magically I'm going to say, oh, wow, that fits into the 22 category. So that's a yes. That doesn't really happen. So if you believe that it's a guide to help the person on the other side of the desk make a decision about you, I think you're making a mistake. I think you have to trust in the judgment of others in terms of their perception on how they see you. Now, you might not see yourself as a 22-year-old, but if you're actually 22, you know, there's a really good chance that you have the sensibilities of a 22-year-old. So let that be whatever that is. Be who you are in that situation. But that is a reason that people do put that on their resume. They think it really helps in the decision making. The second reason I see an age range on a resume is that it implies versatility. It implies that you can play varying degrees of characters within these varying degrees of ages. So that would be a reason that it's put on your resume. We'll talk about whether that's really a useful thing for you or not. The third reason that I see the actors put the age range on their resume is the actor wants to demonstrate their understanding of themselves and their capability. They want to show you that they really understand how they are being perceived by others. And so I think the thought there is that it's sort of a reinforcing of exactly who you are, so that you have this picture, you have this kind of age range, that you're kind of showing that you know who you are in the business, and therefore, here's my age range that I'm capable of playing. So now let's, it's true, but let's take a look at those, because some people still put that on their resume. And let's talk about why it's not a good idea. Here's some reasons that it can be a detriment to putting it on your resume. So it restricts all kinds of options that we might have as casting directors because you've told me that you have limitations. So you are who you are, like I said earlier, right? Let me be the decider about whether you fit into what the vision is of the producer or the director for that particular project. If you're showing me a range, and I'm not thinking that you really look or you have the energy of that range, now you've just kind of made a mess of things because you've told me what you think that you can play, but I'm seeing you perhaps playing, maybe they can play a little older. Maybe they could play a little younger. So it really has it restricts those options. So be very, very careful. And in other words, I don't think you should put your age range on your resume for that reason alone. That's enough. Don't do it. Here's another reason I wrote this down, because I had to make sure I got to all of the points here. You are only one age. I think it's really interesting that it's hard for you to play older because you don't have that life experience. It might feel easier to play younger because you've had that life experience, but guess what? Physically, you're not there. You're in a different place. So the actual age that you are means that you've had the life experience of that age and you've had the experience to getting to that age. And so the age that you are is the most appropriate. You don't need to tell me what that is. In fact, you should know it is illegal for anyone to ask your age. I think it's just as discriminatory to put down a range of ages for you to play. Let that be my decision. Because it really does imply that we can't make that determination for ourselves, right? Now, there are some actors out there, and this is something I really do want to address, that physically, they just look so incredibly young that they can play 16-year-olds, and they're actually 25. And there are stories out there about people who actually are a lot older than the age that they've actually been playing. So I don't think that there's something inherently wrong with that. It is what it is. But if physically you have a very, very youthful kind of energy and you look very, very young, then go for it. That means that you're castable. And that means that as you get older, your life experience is going to put you into a different age range over time. But there are those people out there that just look super, super young. And, you know, that's great. Go for it. As long as you can be truthful in your acting, as long as there's this level of believability. Sometimes that's hard, though, because you're thinking like a 29-year-old and you're playing 16. So really, there's a lot of work that that actor has to do in order to be accomplished in playing somebody that much younger than themselves. Something to think about. Now, let's take the reverse of that. There are many, many actors who actually look a lot older than their actual age. Now, that can be problematic as well for the same reason, that you don't have the same life experience. So if you look 40 and you're 25, and again, it's all about genetics. There's probably not a lot you can do about it. And I certainly don't suggest, you know, cosmetic surgery or anything like that. But there are those people who just look much more mature than they actually are. That can also be very problematic. Unless the actor has trained themselves and has worked on characters that are representative of how they are being perceived, then I think it's something to really consider if you find yourself in that situation where you're being thought of as being older. And colleges are, of course, notorious because they oftentimes will give the more accomplished actor or the actor that has a little more maturity in their personality, they get the Aunt Emma parts. They always end up in college playing older than they actually are. That's kind of, on one hand, that's kind of crazy. It's not that helpful to that actor other than working on their technique, which I think is valuable, by the way. I don't want to cast any aspersions there, but it's kind of frustrating for a lot of really, really good actors that have had really good training. They end up just playing the old man parts, or they end up playing the old lady parts or whatever. And that can be a little bit frustrating. Don't get frustrated. Because of the training, because of the technique, it's going to serve you proportionately well longer than those people who are only playing their actual age when they're in college. Does that make sense? I hope it does. Because the learning experience is what college is all about. But just know, professionally, you're not going to be a 25-year-old who's going to be going up for the Aunt Emma part. I don't know where I came up with Aunt Emma. I just kind of made that up. Aunt Emma. Let's just call her Aunt Emma. She's just an old character lady. So there's a less likelihood. I mean, there's absolutely no likelihood in the professional arena that you're going to be asked to be playing somebody that old. Now, film, you know, there's some varying degrees of that. Sometimes you're asked and you put on prosthetics. You need to be able to demonstrate your ability to play somebody older. You think of Star Wars, for example, and some of those characters had to look older or become younger. Those are the things that, you know, a good actor who has the technique is able to accomplish rather easily. But that is also something to be aware of, that in the initial start off of your career, just simply understanding that who you are in chronological years and how you look in chronological years may not be exactly the same. So what do you do with that? What do you do with that information? Well, like I said, you continue to train, you continue to take on roles that are appropriate for what you would be cast in now. So if you're in your 20s and people are looking at you like you could be playing a father in his late 30s or early 40s, then work on that. That's going to be your bread and butter. That's going to be how you are being perceived. That doesn't mean, however, that you won't be available or go up for those roles that are your actual age. No, not at all. It just means that those specifics about how you look physically play an important role in the opportunities that are out there for you. So something to take a look at. So what have we discussed here? Well, first of all, it's not a great idea to put an age range on your resume. I just hope that that's not something you've considered to do. If you've considered to doing it, I hope that I've convinced you that this is not a really great idea. Let me give you a quick story. This is a personal story, so allow me a personal privilege here moment. One of the very first national network commercials I ever booked, I was 22 years old, and it was for KFC. At that time, it was still called, this is how old I am, it was still called Kentucky Fried Chicken. And it was the a national network commercial, and I was all excited. I showed up on the set, which was an entire Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant. I mean, it was like, and I was the star of the commercial. So my ego was like, you know, too cool for school. And I was to play this young counter boy. And the young counter boy, you know, with the KFC hat on, and I have the tray. Again, this is going to age me, but this is the time when they were putting out extra crispy chicken for the first time. The extra crispy was like a new big deal. And so I'm the counter boy in the commercial, and people are coming, and I'm serving them extra crispy. And then my manager taps me on the shoulder and tells me it's time for a break. Great. I take a break. And what do? I go and sit down, and I have an extra crispy piece of chicken. End of commercial. So the last shot is of me biting, smiling, and enjoying my first delicious taste of extra crispy Kentucky Fried Chicken. So needless to say, I'm thrilled. I think I'm going to make a lot of money. I'm the star of my own commercial. I was feeling really great about everything. And then I'm in the, I tried on the wardrobe. That's fine. Now go to makeup. So now I got to go to makeup. It's a television commercial, so you got to wear makeup. So I'm cool with that. So I go into the makeup chair, and this very elderly woman, she kind of reminded me of the bus driver in South Park. If you know who I'm talking about? Just this hair kind of like very like weirdly placed on her head. And then she had a cigarette with an ash kind of just hanging off the end of the cigarette as she's putting makeup on my face. And I'm thinking, well, this is my commercial, so, you know, I just have to get some makeup on. And she's putting this makeup on my face. And she said, oh, my God, what are those? And she's pointing to these smile lines I have on my face. I've always had them. I've always had these lines because of my smile, I guess, or just genetics. Thanks, Mom and Dad. But I've always had these lines around my eyes. And I didn't think it made me look older, but it kind of probably did now that I think about it. But she's saying, oh, my God, what are those? I was like, rather than getting offended, I thought, because this is my commercial, after all, I'm going to be very cool about the whole thing and kind of be clever and charming. And so I said, oh, those are my smile lines. And she said, honey, nothing's that funny. Man, I was devastated. I was so blown away. I was so self-conscious that I had these smile lines that made me look old. And she had the unfortunate job, I guess, of covering up the lines around my eyes, that I was just in a state. I tried to be cool. I tried to rise above it. I did the commercial. It turned out fine. I did really well. It was my first national network spot. I was great. It was all that I wanted it to be. But I'll never, ever forget that the perception of somebody else and what their job is really invaded my sense of self. And I found some humility that day. But I also realized that it really isn't about how you are physically, right? I mean, we all have issues. We can all talk about ourselves in ways that we wish we were better. The more important thing is to embrace ourselves in that whole enchilada, in that whole capacity. That it's our uniqueness that we sell in the business. That the way your nose is, the way your hair is, the way you are physically. And along with that, the contributing thing is your age. Your age is just one of those things in the checkboxes of what we're looking for as casting directors. You can be too old or you can be too young. Listen, I've seen situations in auditions where the actor was a little bit older than what they were looking for, but decided that it was such a strong audition that maybe the rest of the family could be a little older too. It's a collaboration. Don't dwell in that place of negatives. Understand that you are this whole thing. You are this whole element. Your age, your height, your weight, your eye color, your energy, your perceived value to others. All of those things are contributing to you as an actor. So what choice have you? What choice do you have but to embrace that? It's your uniqueness that's going to get you the job. It's what you bring to the table. Now, I haven't even talked about acting technique, training, all of those other things that contribute to an acting career. But that age rage thing can really be perplexing to a lot of people. So let's sum up a little bit. It's not a good idea to put your name, your age range on a resume. Bottom line is that it's discriminatory and it can be used in more negative ways than positive ways. Your well-crafted headshot should be enough for me to see what you look like. And so therefore you don't have to help me help you by putting your age range on your resume. And obviously your age range is more related to your life experience and your maturity than it is just your physical number. Visualize yourself in the role. Put yourself in the role of that character and don't think about how you're being perceived in terms of your age. It's a waste of energy. It's a waste of time. Just do good work. That's the bottom line I have to share with you today. I hope that this has been helpful. It's been my pleasure to bring it to you. Listen, if you have anything to comment, if you want to go to YouTube and check out the video of this podcast, we're calling it a podio, please do that. Please like, subscribe. The more people subscribing to this podcast, the higher my rankings go, and we can continue to grow this community of really, really talented actors all here on Casting Actors Cast. Thanks very much.
You've been listening to Casting Actors Cast, the podcast for actors with Jeffrey Dreisbach. Please share with your friends, subscribe to this podcast, and oh yeah, if you like this podcast, just click like. It's easy. I'm Caitlin Clark.